Okay, it's a gaggle of geese, a conclave of cardinals. Well, what do you know?
Live from Kodiak, Alaska to Jackson, Mississippi, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, professor and linguist Ben Yagoda, all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who is a puggle whisperer, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. I whisper to my puggle all the time. Well, they finally got underway in Vatican City after Rand Paul gave up his filibuster. Talk about drones. That guy's number one. Physician, catheterize thyself, I say. Or do like Strom used to, you know, discreet use of the spittoons. You keep going for hours and hours. Okay, what about that conclave, though? Kind of funny they would start on a Saturday, being Shabbos and all, but still. God understands. Very democratic, the cardinals. There are cardinals of every hue, actually, at this conclave. 50 shades of cardinal. What hung things up for a while there are 115 cardinals, 114 name tags. More cardinal jokes to come, so you want to stay right where you are right now. Okay, let's see. Name tags, got that. Check, check. Cardinals versus ordinals, I thought that was, you know, that sort of thing. There's some discussion of actually going to a COO instead of a pope this year, more of a business approach, but POO doesn't really scan. Okay. There was a small faction pushing for a People's Choice Pontiff. People's Choice Award for Pontiff. I think that's not a bad
reality TV.
Thank you very much for saying that. Was that related to this at all? Okay. They would have started the conclave sooner, but nobody wanted to miss the Real Housewives of Vatican City. So that's... Okay, I've got a little tentative smiley face on that one. A little crinkly smiles on that one. Okay, I don't know. The conclave is a big deal, and we're all paying attention to it, so that's why. But where's all the attention for the Israel bond drives is what I want to know. Not nearly as much. In other news that isn't, North Korea's Kim Jong-un warns of a preemptive Mothra attack on the U.S. Mothra. Okay. Hopefully one of those tiny little sisters doing that singing that's so irritating before the attack. It's worse than the attack, really. The new feature film, Kim Jong-Oz, tanks at the box office. In other news, so it's not punishment enough to have Osama bin Laden for a father-in-law? Okay. The president's dinner with the senator is a good first step, but we'll see how the dancing goes. Polar bear parts trade definitely the Canadian's dark side. Yeah, what do you do with them, eh? Do you know that about your fellow Canadians?
Know.
Polar bear traders parts. Parts traders.
Seems wrong.
Seems wrong. At the NFL Combine, no more asking if you like girls. All you can say is, do these pads make me look fat? I think it's only proper to ask the center if he likes girls. That's just a personal feeling. When the quarterback calls out blue 58, that means, do you like girls? That's right, what that means. All right, or do you like good music? That's another possibility. Girls, schmirls, what you don't want is an ankle tackler. That's... And further on, I have an uneasy feeling we'll see Hugh Jackman in a Hugo Chavez musical. Hugo! The Crayola people will preserve President Chavez. Crayola people. Yeah, same ones who did Kim Jong-il, you know, the old man. They do good work. The main effect of sequester so far is to cancel Romney's tour of the White House. So Occupy White House is out. Budget whiz Paulie Ryan says a universal no CPR would save billions. on anybody. No CPR on anybody. That's what we're looking here for. Cost savings. Plus you get the inheritances. You know, all that money they got doing nothing. Unless they give it to PBS, of course. So I guess the Do Not Resuscitate retirement community is out for me. I don't know. I try, you know, I make an effort. You know, a lot of these retirement homes, actually, there are no CPR and no CPA. You don't get either one, so a little unusual. On Wall Street, the bulls rampage in our little China shop. Small knives are permitted on airliners, although with the TSA furloughs, we'll be seeing the occasional machete or Bowie knife get through. The only problem I see is if Crocodile Dundee flies coach. That could be the only problem I see. You see any problems? No, you don't see any problems. Oh, you can bring a hockey stick on board now, but not toothpaste. So if you can pick your teeth with a hockey stick, you're in business. Thank you, TSA. Time Warner accidentally spins off both Time and Warner. The Forbes billionaire list is out. The Koch brothers, who are tied at number 6, if they would share organs, they would collectively have more assets than number 1 Carlos Slim. So that's pretty exciting. They're Koch brothers fans. Silvio Berlusconi offered a year in prison or president of Italy. Global temperature is the highest in 4,000 years, but you've got to take the long view. There are some suggestions that Kraft mac and cheese is not fluorescent yellow orange by nature. Fox News head Roger Ailes says Joe Biden is dumb as an ashtray. But I have met an ashtray, and it is no Joe Biden. And finally, and I certainly mean that, Disney to use the original cast from Star Wars in Star Wars 7, even though Luke Skywalker now uses a walker. Carrie Fisher only fits in the Chewbacca outfit. And Harrison Ford will play Han's assisted living. That's all the news. That is not. Han's assisted living. See, Han Solo. Okay. All right. Okay, that's the run through. Now let's go through this again. And is the applause sign working? Is it? Oh, yeah, okay. Where's the laugh sign? I've asked them for a laugh sign for years now, and I have yet to get one.